AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast brought to you by Red Army Bet, a betting site with a difference. Not only are we offering the best available odds on a United win, we've also got exclusive special bets created by Reds. And as we share half our net profits with the United supporters community, no matter what, the fans can always end up winning. Check out our website, redarmybet.com, or download the app, Red Army Bet. About fans, by fans, for fans.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. I'm Andy Mitten. There's 2.5 hours to kick off Manchester United against Sevilla. I'm just on my way to Old Trafford and I'm just with Mike Phelan. I'm just going to ask Mike, how are you feeling about the game tonight? You're going as a fan tonight, aren't you?
I'm going as a fan, yeah. I haven't done that experience for a while. I've been invited along by a couple of friends of mine. So I'm going to be there.
You were there the last time United played at this stage. It was 2014.
Yeah.
No, I tell you what, you were there when Real Madrid came to Old Trafford in 2013.
That's right.
Right? So yeah. you get the draw in the away leg and then you get them back to Old Trafford. What's going through your mind at this stage of the game? What are you thinking?
Well, you're thinking really that this is a big night. All big nights in Europe at Old Trafford. Well, you're thinking you're playing about one of the best teams in Europe. Unbelievable history, but the job's not done, and it's a thin dividing line between success and failure when you get to these sorts of rounds, and you just have to prepare the best you can, and you hope and you believe that your players can get you over the line. And it's a real tense atmosphere. You're not sure tactically how it's going to pan out. You have an idea, but it's all about courage and momentum. But you're at home and you have to.
Is that a positive? You know you're going to have the crowd behind you?
Yeah, it's a positive. Yeah. It's a positive.
Does it bring added pressure if you've not scored after?
Yeah, the only pressure is that you're going into the game on an even keel. You know, you'd like to be a little bit ahead.
Yeah.
Which gives you a little bit of comfort. But you don't have that. And when you don't have that, you've got to think, well, it's a one-off game. It's literally down to this one.
And given how good United have been at home, I mean, Jose Mourinho said yesterday he doesn't consider the team to have any advantage at all. I'd disagree because United are at home and I would expect them to attack, whereas in Seville they played more defence-minded.
Yeah, all the onus is on United. Mm. Seville, you know, aren't the greatest travelling team. Mm. I think they've showed that in the past, that they don't really travel well. But they've given themselves half a chance in the result they had at their place. No goals.
It's a
tricky one. Both teams need to score.
Yeah.
Who scores the first one? There's a priority, probably. You know, because if United score it, then it does probably knock the confidence of Seville, having to think about, you know, getting that away goal. If United score two, it's probably done and dusted. But, you know, if Seville score first, it's a totally different ball game then, because, you know, United have to go then and score two goals. So, experience is on Man United's side. That's for sure, both the management and you know, being in the tournament.
Finally, you're looking forward to going as a fan? Are you looking forward to watching? And are you going to go up if they score? Because you don't have to be all professional, do you, tonight?
I can be anything I want.
Yeah. Apart from a Seville fan.
I actually, when I go, I tend to watch more the opposition than I do United. I know United. I know roughly how they'll go about their job, what their expectations are, but I like to sometimes think about the opposition and what they will take from the game, how they set up, what are their priorities, who are the better players, who are the ones that can make things happen for them. And then obviously you love the atmosphere. A European night for Man United is different, so you get involved in all that, and you know, maybe I'll sit there all calm and collected, and maybe I won't. I don't know until I get there.
Finally, a score prediction, please.
I think United will win 2-0.
Thank you. And we've spoken to Mike for a forthcoming United We Stand podcast. So we'll be putting that out in the next couple of weeks, and it's really worth listening to.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm stood on Sir Matt Busby Wade. There's an hour to kick off, and talking to a group of Sevilla fans. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Jose.
And where are you from?
We are from Sevilla, and we are here to see the football match between Manchester and Sevilla Football.
How have you enjoyed Manchester so far, the city? You like it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, we like it. Yeah, and the night was good, and everything is okay.
And what have you been doing in Manchester?
What?
You've been to a pub, or you've ¿qué has estado en el Manchester, en el centro de la ciudad?
Okay. We have been in the library,
yeah,
the cathedral, and also in some discos yesterday.
Which discos?
The disco is Factory.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know Factory?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
You like it?
No, it wasn't bad.
And the music?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. Because the Manchester is famous for music as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as well as football.
Very good. We have been in Liverpool. And we have visited the Beatles,
yeah.
The Cavern, you know?
Yeah. And how do you feel about the game tonight? Are you confident?
No, too much. We think we are going to lose, but everything is good.
Sevilla siempre, always.
We are happy. And...
And which are your best players at the moment? Who do you think can play well in Old Trafford?
In Sevilla?
No, in Old Trafford tonight.
Banega.
Okay.
Number 10 in Sevilla.
Yeah.
Ever Banega. Yeah.
I was at the game in Sanchez-Pizjuan, and you had many chances to score.
Yeah.
Was this a frustration that you did
Absolutely,
not score?
Absolutely, yeah. With Killer.
Yeah.
Isn't very good.
Yeah.
And we need to end these opportunities.
And David De Gea?
David De Gea was very, very good. And he made some very stops. And that was really bad for us.
And how many aficionados of Sevilla are in Manchester?
2,200.
Yes.
More or less.
And you like the weather here?
Yeah, yesterday was a little bit bad. It was raining just a little bit all day, but today...
It never rains here. It's always sunny. It's like Sevilla, you know?
But today is very good. Today is like in Sevilla.
And it's your first time in Manchester?
In Manchester, yeah.
And what do you think, finally, of Manchester United?
It's a really good team. It's a history team. And Old Trafford is the is where the football born. We are very, very proud to be here, but we hope to win.
Prediction, please, of the score?
A prediction, 1-1.
1-1?
Yeah, I hope so.
But if you get 1-1, you're going to the...
Yeah, this is...
Prediction?
1-1, yes.
2-2.
1-1.
So all of you think that Sevilla is going to the... Okay,
well, believe in us.
I hope you enjoy your time in Manchester and lose the game.
No.
The second half's just started, and it needs to be much, much better than the first half, because Sevilla were the best team in the first half in Spain and the second half, and they were certainly the better team at Old Trafford. United looked nervous, they looked like the away team, and I think that nervousness transmits through to the crowd as well. You can hear the Sevilla fans behind me and maybe one or two Spanish commentators, but Old Trafford's flat. There's a very weak chant of attack, attack, attack from J-Stan towards the end of the first half, and I think people have been surprised at how good Sevilla are, that they pass the ball around well. But their midfield of Steven Nzonzi and Ever Banega, who's probably the best player, I've watched Banega for years, they're really good, technically proficient footballers. And United are standing off them, they're giving the ball away too easily. The second half has just started, and Eric Bailly made a very, very good tackle. And the second half started a little bit brighter for United, but Mourinho said yesterday that he didn't see United as having any advantage with the score being 0-0. I think United are actually at a slight disadvantage now, because Sevilla are the better team. If they score once, United have to score twice. And they're passing the ball around comfortably. And I think the fact that they've been able to do that has lifted their confidence. You can certainly see it from the fans. Although, as I say that, Old Trafford finally comes alive with a chant of Red Army coming out of the Stretford end. but Sevilla just seemed to be content to pass the ball around. Not many will remember this, but they did the same when they came to Old Trafford last time. That was for Rio Ferdinand's testimonial. Of course, there's no comparison, but what you did see was how good this team are, how technically good they are. They've been three Europa Leagues on the trot. They're seasoned European campaigners. They've been very, very successful in the last decade. And now the break in against Manchester United. We're 5 minutes into the second half. No, we're not. We're 10 minutes into the second half. So the next time I'm going to join you will be after the game. No. Not enjoying this. Miss these European nights. I'm not enjoying the reality. Not quite as nervous as I was when Real Madrid came here, but I had more confidence in the United team when that Madrid side came. This team, Mourinho has been saying throughout that doesn't expect us to win the Champions League. Neither do I. I do, or did, expect United to beat Sevilla. And actually, I still do. There's a substitute coming on, Paul Pogba. Great that we can bring Paul Pogba on. And I think he could be suited for this type of game, because he's a creator, Pogba. He might take chances, he might lose the ball, but United need to score. Can't just hold the game out, see the game out at 0-0. United need to score. And I think Pogba has got a point to prove. And fingers crossed that when I next speak to you, he or one of the other men in red have made a difference. With Kevin Kilban after the game. Kevin, what did you make of that?
We'd listened to Jose Mourinho talking there. I mean, quite right, he's going to come out, he's going to try and defend the performance, he's going to try and defend the players, but I personally don't feel as though he can defend that performance tonight. I came here tonight after that first game. We always knew it was a dangerous scoreline from the 0-0 over there in Seville. But I think in general, I expected a United performance right on the front foot, putting Sevilla's defence under pressure, and particularly in Zogbia and Banega. Those two in particular expected United to put under pressure, and I think they were allowed too much time, started to dictate play, and the longer the game went on, they started to grow in confidence more and more, and you could sense within 15-20 minutes of the game the crowd at Old Trafford just getting nervous and edgy, and that then came into the second half, and as soon as, of course, then Ben Yedder came on, we know what happened then. But overall, I just thought United were too passive without the ball, and when they were in possession, I thought they were a little bit too negative. And I don't feel as I think tonight, Romelu Lukaku, I felt when he was in the game, he was actually having an impact on the match and actually doing good things, but he just wasn't in the game enough. And I think that's where United failed tonight, to get him in the game, because he could have caused problems for Sevilla defensively.
Alexis Sanchez?
Poor again. I've not seen him put in a really good performance in a United shirt yet, and even listening to Jose Mourinho recently talking about him looking like, you know, an adjustment, new club and all this sort of thing. But we had Graeme Souness on our show tonight, and Graeme Souness was basically saying, what Graeme Souness was saying actually was along the lines of, look, he's played at big clubs. It's not necessarily, you can say that he's playing for a huge club now in Manchester United, yeah, but he's been at Barcelona, he's been at Arsenal, so the pressure shouldn't be there for him playing here. Maybe the suggestion is that the way that he's actually being asked to play at the moment is not necessarily suiting his game, and I'd probably go along with that. I don't think he's having a major impact on the game, and I think then he's starting to force things, he's starting to try to be a little bit too, I wouldn't want to say positive, but just trying too hard, I suppose, trying to make things happen when maybe his natural game is not necessarily taking over, and I think that's where he's struggling.
It was a great finish, wasn't it, from Ben Yedder?
It was a great finish. I mean, it was, was it Vasquez that put the ball through to him? I think it was, and his first touch was excellent, and then it was a little a slight second touch just to open the body up to take it away from Eric Bailly, and it was a pass, but it was a really forceful pass into the net to take it beyond De Gea. De Gea, absolutely no chance. De Gea, I felt, was at fault for the second goal, yes, but the first goal, I think that's what killed United. And to score two goals, he was only on the pitch 5 minutes, he scores two goals. That was the impact that he had. And I think as the game was stretched, it was perfect to bring the top scorer, Ben Yedder, on.
De Gea was shaking his head, probably as much as at himself, as thinking, I can do better than playing this team.
There's possibly an element of that, yes. I think frustration tonight that he probably should have been better on the second goal, but I mean, I don't think any United fan can realistically be critical of David De Gea for his performances over the years. I think it's just one of those nights. Do you know what, Andy, I mean, I do feel tonight, I think there's going to be, you know, you've seen the lads, you've seen Rio Ferdinand, Paul Scholes and Gerald, they're in the studio there tonight, and they're questioning the tactics used, they're questioning how the team set up, because particularly Ferdinand and Scholes, they've played in United sides coming into a second leg of actually going to dominate at home at Old Trafford. And in fairness, I think yes, they won the Europa League last season, Man United, but I don't think I've seen a real dominant home performance from them in Europe yet. I don't think we've seen a Jose Mourinho side coming of age in Europe yet.
If you look at the home performances last year in Europe against Anderlecht, it went to extra time. Against Celta Vigo, it struggled. United were very impressive in Spain, but less so.
Yeah.
Against Rostov was a struggle. Against what was the Ukrainian team from Luhansk, that was a struggle as well. You know, there's lots of times when they struggled, and I felt tonight the atmosphere was really poor. There was a nervousness among the crowd right from the start.
But do you know what, Andy? I think it's understandable. You know, if I'm a United fan, I'm stood there tonight, and I'm seeing the way that the team's playing. You know, as a football fan myself, I'm going to see my team, and they're at home. I'm expecting my side to be a little bit more aggressive without the ball. First and foremost, put the side under pressure. Go and get in the faces. Go and stop them playing. I don't think we saw that from United. I think United were just, as I said before, far too passive. That in turn sets in to nervousness in the supporters, because they see that the team is not necessarily going out and going trying to force the issue. I don't think United did that tonight. I don't think they forced the issue enough.
Is it not chicken and egg? Shouldn't the supporters get the players up for it? Or is it the other way around?
It's a bit of both. I have to say, it's a bit of both. Sometimes that you're looking for support, that when that edginess sets in, that does transfer onto the pitch. You start to feel the edginess from the supporters. But there's also an element of, without the ball, you need to try and get the crowd on the feet. There needs to be sometimes a challenge going in. Yeah. A challenge going in, a header one, whatever it be. That's what can lift a crowd at times. You know,
I've seen it this season. Victor Lindelof won a tackle against Brighton at home, and it just changed his whole time at United.
Yeah. Well, look at
because
the
crowd
weekend.
Up to it.
Look at the game of the weekend. Lukaku wins a header.
Yeah.
Rashford gets on the end of it. There's a
Bang.
Goal that comes off the end of it.
Yeah.
We didn't see it enough from United. Yeah. I thought the quality of Lukaku was as bad as I've seen it, and I felt a lot of the times tonight.
He's bad in Seville as well.
Yeah. You know, you're looking at your strike. You know, you're looking at those questions asked to Lukaku, and I'd be one that would maybe say at times, does Lukaku do enough without the ball? His goal scoring record's excellent. His finish tonight was very, very good. But I'm looking at some of the quality from back to front. I'm thinking some of those balls are not hard balls to be hitting. It's a comfortable ball. You're in comfortable possession. You're not under pressure. Just lift a nice ball into it. So often tonight they was overhit. They were going over his head. They were making them fighting balls. And I don't think that they did him any favours tonight, Romelu Lukaku. No, I didn't.
Thank you for your time, Kevin.
No problems.
Half an hour after the match, I'm just walking away from Old Trafford, just walking out of the Munich tunnel. There's still plenty of people about, and Manchester United are out of Europe, and I'm as pissed off as they have been when they went out against Leverkusen and all the other times that they've gone out. Did they deserve it? No, not at all. Sevilla were the better team in Spain, were unlucky not to score. I expected it to be completely different tonight. I expected United to go on the front foot. They barely did that. And then they let Sevilla play. And I've watched Sevilla play live lots of times this season. If you let them play, then they're going to play. As I mentioned, I think at half-time, you've got lads like Steven and Zonzi and Eva Benega, who did very, very well at Valencia. And you give them time on the ball, they're going to dominate the game. They're going to set the tempo. And great, great finish from substitute Ben Yedder. And just killed it. There was a nervousness right from the start of the game, from the fans as well. United didn't wake up as a team until 6 minutes from the end of the second leg. Don't think Old Trafford was great. I think United fans were nervous. I think there's still the expectation that they're going to attack teams because it's the great Manchester United, but this isn't a great Manchester United, and so many of the players were lacking tonight. And this weird season continues where I would have said before this game the mood has not been as good as at any point this season. And I've got people telling me what's going on every day of my life. It's my job to know these things. And the players were confident, they were training well, the fans were buzzing, Liverpool was fantastic at the weekend. And every time you think the team is just moving forward and moving on to the next level. There always seems to be a setback, sometimes even within the same game or in reverse, like at Crystal Palace a few weeks ago. But United was so flat tonight. David De Gea has been a brilliant goalkeeper. He is a brilliant goalkeeper. It's rare that he's at fault, but he was at fault. I don't think it's unreasonable to expect Manchester United to get beyond this stage, to overcome a team like Sevilla, who are working on a budget a quarter of the size of Manchester United. And this isn't even a great Sevilla team. This is a Sevilla team who sacked the manager in December. And granted, the new manager's made improvements and the form's picked up a bit. But this is a Sevilla team that they've lost two games since they last played United. Atletico Madrid went there and scored five goals. This isn't Barcelona. This isn't Real Madrid. This isn't even Valencia. Certainly not Atletico. And I fear what would have happened had United gone through to get one of the better teams. And that sadly includes Manchester City. And I keep thinking this United team is less than the sum of its parts. And sometimes when you see teams like Sevilla, the opposite is true. And I do think Mourinho is a good manager. I do think he's making improvements. I don't think that it's time to change him. I've seen the knee-jerk reaction, at least on social media, and some people are saying this just isn't the United way. I still think he should be judged properly after two, maybe even 3 years. But it is disappointing when some of the players that he brings in are so disappointing. I do think that Alexis Sanchez is a very good player. I don't think he's the world star that people thought he was, because I watched him very closely at Barcelona and I saw that Barca fans were not upset in the slightest when he left, although he was playing a more subservient role there. He just used to get the ball and I think he was just instructed to give it to Lionel Messi. Paul Pogba has got to come good. He's got so much talent. And he started this season well, he's had injuries, but Pogba needs to be shining in games like that. And didn't shine in Andalusia, and he didn't when he came on tonight. He had plenty of minutes in this tie, even though he didn't start either of them. And that defeat and that elimination now puts a big negative slant on the season. We're left with the FA Cup. Would winning the FA Cup and finishing second be a successful season? Would be bad, would it? Wouldn't be bad. But it wasn't good enough when Louis van Gaal won the FA Cup in 2016. He lost his job. Granted, he didn't finish second. Don't think there's any danger that Jose Mourinho will lose his job. But you look at teams who are spending much, much less on players being far more effective than Manchester United. Although the team is still second, you can always argue back the positives. Every single result, you can argue it either way. United are likely to go over 80 points in the league this season. The defence statistically has been good, but we can all see that the defence needs additions, if only because both the fullbacks are well into the 30s. And it's just very, very disappointing when you lose a game like that. And when that goal went in, I thought, oh, it just killed it completely. They killed it. And the Sevilla fans were buzzing. Don't blame them. They've had a great night. Gone away to Manchester United. And they've won. 2,500 of them. Absolutely buzzing. And the good fans, they were really good in Seville. And miles better than United fans were here. And that's another inconsistency. It's not just the team. The atmosphere at Old Trafford on Saturday was brilliant. Best it's been for years. And then straight to the next game. And it was pretty poor. I think they came alive a bit at the end with a couple of chances of United or a pretty weak attack before the end of the first half. So that's it from me. The other lads are going to contribute to this podcast. I'm walking now behind the back of the Stretford End past a plaque dedicated to Sir Matt Busby. I remember United fans and an early version of Imusa raising £8,500 to build that. In the early 90s. There are hundreds of fans here. They're waiting to catch glimpses of the United players. I could actually go in there and go into the mix zone, but none of them are going to stop and talk. Maybe I should just talk to some of the Sevilla players. And that's it from me from this podcast. The next one will be at Brighton. I'm not going to do that one. I've got to go to camp now tomorrow to cover the Barcelona-Chelsea game, and I just got zero enthusiasm for that because it's not my team, but it's my job. And we'll bring you the podcast from Brighton, and we'll also we've got one which we did earlier with Mike Phelan, which is a decent listen for something slightly different. It's the morning after the game. The audio didn't work with some of the lads recording outside the ground, so sorry that we can't bring you that. Thank you to everyone who bought the new issue of the mag. It's now on sale, and you can download copies as well via our website, uwsonline.com. I've just looked at the reaction in Spain. There's a brilliant front cover on Marca, it has to be said. Big Ben, with Ben Yedder jumping up and running towards the 2,000. Very loud away fans. They've had a great, great night winning away at Manchester United. It's one of the highlights of their careers as fans. And then the talk all the morning is obviously about the game, and people are saying, should Mourinho go? I maintain what I said last night. No. No, I don't. I do think he's the man to continue to improve Manchester United. What are the other options at the moment? Getting Pep Guardiola from Manchester City, that's not going to happen at all. But I still feel so, so disappointed with that result last night. I'm just frustrated because United just didn't play at all. And those players must feel worse. And if they don't, then there's something wrong. But technically, they're better. They're better. That's why they're paid far more than the Sevilla players. But they did well. They got a result. You fear, had United gone through and played against a really, really good team, because there are far better teams than Sevilla, you fear what would have happened. Although, knowing Jose Mourinho, probably would have got a narrow defeat like against Real Madrid in the Super Cup. So that's it for this podcast. It's shorter and not quite so sweet as maybe would have hoped for. But we will bring the next one from Brighton at the weekend. Thanks for listening. Until then, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the latest United We Stand podcast, brought to you by Red Army Bet. We offer the best available odds on a United win, as well as a host of special bets created by Red. With half our net profits being donated to United supporters groups, Red Army Bet is about fans, by fans, for fans. Check out our website, redarmybet.com, or download the app. Red Army Bet, we all follow United.